at 7:30. And in with that news update is Sharon Allseth. Sharon, good morning.
Thanks, Sam. Good morning, everyone. The future of a proposed mixed-use development in Broad Ripple is still in question. WFYI's Sam Clement reports on the latest hearing delay.
The Metropolitan Development Commission is going to take 4 more weeks to get more information on rezoning for Browning Investments' $25 million project. The proposal includes 104 apartments, 340 parking spaces, and a Whole Foods at College Avenue in the Central Canal. Kathy Davis, who represents Good Earth, a local natural food store, says there are concerns with the project's size and the impact on local businesses.
I would like to emphasize that there are actually two arguments at play in this particular request. There's the public argument about the projects and its impact on the Village of Broad Ripple itself, and then there's also the specific argument of the Good Earth Natural Food Stores and the impact of the project on that specific landowner.
Joseph Simia, who represents Browning, wants no more delays and thinks the development will benefit the whole area.
It was continued for a number of 3 months, basically, not by the petitioner, but by the remonstrators, as well as by BRVA and by staff. We have been accommodating in all those requests because of the importance of this project to the community, but quite honestly, we are prepared to move forward today.
The commission will consider the issue October 2nd. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Indiana's congressional delegation remains skeptical of military involvement in Syria as lawmakers prepare to return to Washington and possibly vote on the issue. President Barack Obama plans to seek congressional approval before ordering any military strike in response to the Assad regime's alleged use of chemical weapons. 9th District Representative Todd Young says he'll likely vote no on a strike, but could change his mind as he gathers more information.
Most of my colleagues who have been briefed into the classified briefing already have not expressed that skepticism about the Assad regime and its responsibility for the chemical attacks.
Young spent Wednesday in Scottsburg meeting with constituents, and many, like Salem resident John Quatrochs, are still opposed to military action.
We're going
to
drop bombs. Everybody thinks these smart bombs don't inflict any casualties.
Other Indiana representatives have expressed similar concerns. Larry Bouchon and Todd Rokita have said they are also skeptical about any intervention in Syria. Indianapolis celebrates Farm to Fork this weekend during Yelp's Farm and Fodder Week. Brittany Smith with Yelp says on Sunday there will be an open outdoor dinner at White River State Park.
This is based on France's crazy popular Dinner en Blanc series, which is bringing people together for a posh picnic, and everyone's dressing in all white, using all white decorations. And for this particular picnic, we're promoting people using local ingredients in the food that they bring to eat.
On Saturday, a bike tour is planned. Riders will be able to make stops at businesses working with local ingredients. For more information and registration, you can visit Yelp's website. The weeks of mostly dry weather across much of Indiana are taking a toll on the state's corn and soybean crops. This week's U.S. Department of Agriculture report lists about 65% of those crops in good or excellent condition. That's down from about 75% a month ago. Comes as about two-thirds of Indiana's topsoil is listed as short or very short of moisture. And if you're headed north, the National Weather Service says swimming conditions are dangerous along parts of Lake Michigan. The Weather Service issued a beach hazard statement Wednesday afternoon. It's in effect until late tonight and includes the shores of Lake Michigan from the Wisconsin border to northwestern Indiana. A cold front is due in the region and will bring winds that will produce waves of between 3 and 6 feet. WFYI weather, today and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 82. Tonight clear, low 56. Slight chance of rain and thunderstorms over the weekend with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now it's partly cloudy and 62 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Sharon, thank you very much. In sports, IndyCar.